Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. The National Weather Service says we could see some minor flooding as the result of the remnants of Tropical Storm Ida this morning, especially along the French Broad River at Blantyre. We'll have the latest forecast for you right after the news. It is Veterans Day 2009, and there will be observances nationwide during the 11 o'clock hour of the 11th month this morning to commemorate the peace treaty following World War I. Here in Transylvania County, there will be a ceremony to honor all of our veterans. It will start at 10:30 this morning in front of the courthouse. One of the speakers will be Major Sonny Whitehead, U.S. Army retired. Chief Petty Officer Joe Parker, U.S. Navy retired and a former CB, says Veterans Day is the day to say thank you to all veterans and to the families of veterans who are no longer with us. Buncombe County authorities now say natural gas caused the explosion and fire that damaged the Hillcrest Apartments this week in Asheville. Investigators are still looking into why the natural gas caused that problem. The fire burned an entire building on Monday. Witnesses reported hearing an explosion prior to seeing the blaze. The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners will conduct a public hearing on issuing qualified school construction bonds at their regular meeting on Monday, November 23rd. That meeting will be held at 7 in the large courtroom of the Transylvania County Courthouse. The county wants to issue bonds allocated by the State Board of Education Superintendent Bond Advisory Council. The bonds were set up by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 and must be used to fund construction, rehabilitation, or repair of a public school or land acquisition for such a facility. The bonds do offer tax credits and they have to be repaid within 12 years. The Transylvania County Board of Education plans to use the bonds to build a new addition to the Career and Technical Education Center at Rosman High School. And the Transylvania County Board of Education will meet on Monday. That regular meeting will be held at the Morrison Education Center starting at 6:30. For WSQL, I'm Wanda Liu.